Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in tonight to Answers for the Paranormal on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Bill Posey, and I'm the host for the broadcast tonight. And on the line with me over in his office in Horsham, PA, is my co-host, Joe Marodi. Hey, Joe, how's it going tonight?
Yo, Bill. Going good. It's great to get back on this treadmill, man. It's been a long time since we've addressed the paranormal, so I'm really looking forward to a new year and a new chapter in our Answers for the Paranormal ministry. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's we kind of come full circle here, Joe.
yeah.
And I think it's going to be a good thing. So we titled the show tonight Answers for the Paranormal Coming Attractions because our intention here in this new year is for us to get back to where this all started back in 2010. So I'm excited. I know you are, Joe. So
yeah, for sure.
Let's get right into this. What we plan on doing is to address tonight the current state of the paranormal programming, both on TV and theatrical releases coming up. So we're going to spend a little bit of time tonight. This is kind of just going to be a teaser type show, outline some things, and then we'll start getting into full production to do 2-hour shows.
Yeah, and you know what, Bill? Let's... You know, as you said a little bit ago, this is kind of, we've come sort of a full circle. We started off strictly paranormal, you know, talking about ghosts and aliens and all sorts of things paranormal. And then we got into a bunch of other things. We got into false flags and we got into the political realm. But yeah, I think we got back to our bread and butter. And just to reintroduce ourselves to perhaps new listeners, how we got into this. This all started, this ministry, and I'll be real brief, back in the early 2000s when I started watching ghost shows, when they were really coming into vogue around the turn of the century, around 2000. There were a handful of shows back then that I would basically watch by myself, shows like A Haunting, Paranormal Witness, The Haunted, and a handful of other shows. And I was very frustrated watching these shows because they only presented one side of the story. They only presented ghosts from a worldview, ghosts as departed spirits, as human beings that have died and now come back. And there was never any introduction of an opposing viewpoint in terms of ourselves, Bill, from a biblical perspective. So that was always very frustrating to me. So a number of years later, the Lord got us together. And as you mentioned, 2010, we started this ministry, Answers to the Paranormal, to expose as much as we possibly could, whoever would hear what we had to say, what we believed from a biblical perspective, from a position of authority, what people were dealing with when they were dealing with quote-unquote ghosts and aliens and all things paranormal. So we are going to do that again And we're going to get into a little bit why that's so necessary to get back to that, because the, as I said earlier, there's only one side of the story that people are hearing. And, you know, our struggle, Bill, has always been, it's always been what people are exposed to. If all people know about ghosts, if their beliefs are based on what they see and hear mainly on TV, dare I say exclusively on TV, then they are only seeing one side of the story, right? They're hearing the same old reinforcements told by paranormal investigators, regurgitating over and over and over again, and they are never hearing any information that opposes the worldview of what this phenomena is. You know what, Bill? On the one hand, we have the propaganda of paranormal investigators, and on the other hand, we have the dismissal of the scientific community of anything spiritual because it doesn't stand up to the scientific method of testable, repeatable, and observable. And I came across something real quick, one paragraph from Wikipedia when it comes to ghost hunting. This is from Wikipedia. Ghost hunting has been heavily criticized for its dismissal of the scientific method. No scientific study has ever been able to confirm the existence of ghosts. The practice is considered a pseudoscience by the vast majority of educators, academics, and science writers. So you see our dilemma, Bill. Our dilemma has always been, on the one side, you have the paranormal investigators are saying ghosts are disembodied spirits. The other hand, on the other side of the coin, you got the scientific community saying ghosts don't even acknowledge the spiritual realm. So we are stuck in the middle, and we have always been voices crying out in the wilderness, presenting a biblical worldview because it's such a deceptive stronghold of the devil when it comes to ghosts, and it's all based on what happens when you die. So the paranormal investigators are saying you come back as a ghost, you live as a ghost, you're in some ethereal realm somewhere. The scientific world says you go into the ground and that's it. So that's always been our struggle, Bill, and that's where we're going to pick this up again, because that struggle, I believe, has even gotten worse. In the limited pre-production that I've done on my own research, I'm getting ready for tonight, I can see that this stuff isn't going away. Not only is it not going away, the voices for the other side, the voices of deception, the voices that the devil's using are getting louder, clearer, and more prevalent, and they have more, and the devil has more ways to get his voice out. So this is so necessary right now for us to be doing this at this point in time, and I'm so glad to get back to this, and thank you for this, Bill.
Yeah, very well said, Joe, and, you know, one of the things that I noticed, you brought it up, I guess it was right around the holidays, right? About, you know, getting this small voice from the Spirit of God for us to get back to what we started back in 2010.
Right.
And that voice, it kind of kept resounding in my mind as well. And, you know, just beginning to look into this, and I was sending you some of the links that I was finding. And one of the things I was amazed by, and you brought this up already, Joe, that it's not going away. And in fact, instead of waning in popularity, it's actually gaining traction in so many different ways. You know, back, you know, when you were talking about it in the turn of the century around 2000, and just the number of cable shows that exclusively were carrying different types of paranormal programming. And now you come into, we're talking 20 some years later now, And the number of productions that are readily available for people to find either online or, on separate devices, like, you know, all the smart TVs today, Joe, have every available streaming service that you can go in and get a subscription for. And
right.
I was astounded, Joe, I really was, by the number of streaming programming that is carrying paranormal programming. And we'll get into that a little bit tonight. But yeah, I think that what you just said is key for us to get this year going in that direction, to be able to exposing again the plans of the enemy to entrap people in this kind of worldview.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And along those same lines, if you think of it in this way, Bill, in the same way that sports fans get their information and previews of games from former players and coaches and pundits, the paranormal world has its own stars.
Yeah.
Whose views carry a lot of weight when it comes to shaping the way most people think about subjects like ghosts and aliens and everything paranormal. But specifically in this context, we're thinking about ghosts. You think of people like, and we interviewed this woman, it's probably a couple of years ago now, Bill, Katrina Weidman. She was on Paranormal State originally, and then she went to Paranormal Lockdown, and then I think she's still currently doing a show called Portals to Hell. And then there's Zach Bagans, probably the longest running of the ghost investigative shows. Zach Bagans of Ghost Adventures. And then I guess the guys from Ghost Hunters, I forget his name. Ghost Hunters. I don't know if that's still even playing, but there was a bunch of different variations of that. Then there's Yvette Fielding, the British counterpart to Ghost Adventures. It's called Most Haunted. That's been around for over a decade. And then there's Nick Groff from Ghost Adventures and Ghosts of Shepherdstown, Paranormal Lockdown. And now we have a new field of quote-unquote experts. And
yeah.
These experts are going to regurgitate the same old theories and explanations and opinions that have been offered up for 50 years. I mean, going back to the pioneers of the paranormal world like Ed and Lorraine Warren and Hans Holzer. And you know what, Bill? As I mentioned a little earlier, in doing some preparation for this, we did a series. One of our first series, if not the first series, was all about ghosts. In that series, we had just started in this, and it wasn't really comprehensive. I'm looking at something that we're going to do this year that is comprehensive, looking at the history of paranormal investigations, because this goes even back before Ed and Lorraine Warren and before Hans Holzer. This goes back to the 18th century, where scientists were inventing machines that they thought could detect spirit realms and detect ghosts and departed loved ones. And it spawned seances and the world of mediums and psychics and all sorts of stuff like that. So this goes way back. So my thinking is we're going to really get into this comprehensively. And you know what we're going to find, Bill, when all is said and done? It's the same old bun warmed over. Nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
Nothing new under the sun when it comes to paranormal investigations. They're still chasing their tails. They're still chasing their tails. But we're going to get into it a little more comprehensively. We are both going to get ourselves more familiar, become more familiarized with the current crop of paranormal ghost hunters. And we're going to look at their shows. We're going to see if there's anything different out there. They're all using, some of them are using the original ghost detective equipment, like electronic voice phenomena. You go in with a digital recorder and you say, is anybody here that wants to talk to us? And you turn it on and it's something that comes on. The same old stuff like that. But then they've invented some new technologies, as I was seeing through Wikipedia, new ghost hunting, quote unquote, tools. So we're going to look at some of those. But again, there's nothing new under the sun in the paranormal. It's just different people regurgitating the same old theories and opinions and views on what ghosts are. And they're all leading you into the same trap, the same demonic deception that's been going on for 150 years now. But the difference is, as you said earlier, Bill, the devil has a lot more outlets. The technologies are there for him to propagate his lies and deceptions and schemes when it comes to the paranormal realm. And you voices like yours and mine coming from a biblical worldview, a biblical perspective, are far and few between, voices crying in the wilderness. So our task is difficult. It's always been difficult. It always will be difficult. But it's a task that, I mean, we're responsible to expose the schemes of the enemy. We're responsible for that. We can't just sit back and you know, say, tisk, tisk, what can we do about it? You know, this is something that the Lord called us to over 10 years ago. So we're going to hit it hard and heavy this year. And I hope the people stay with us. And I hope the people that hear that we what we bring to them will bring to their friends. And just in the same way that all this stuff on television is furthered through other mediums, hopefully, prayerfully, the information that we bring, the scriptural information exposing these deceptions, that the people that hear us will in turn say, hey, you know what? These guys are telling us about what the Bible says about it. Maybe we should give them an ear. So we're going to trust the Lord as we always have for all that, Bill.
Yeah, amen, Joe. So with that, Joe, we got about 15 to 20 minutes left. So let's get into some of the some of what you prepared for tonight. So why don't you lead off here, Joe, and then I'll close up our broadcast tonight.
You know, I was and after I bring this little bit piece of information, I want you to share what you shared with me about a month ago about something you experienced personally through a family member. I mentioned a little earlier, Bill, about the way that the enemy has always used whatever technologies were at his disposal at any given time in the history of mankind to deceive mankind. And where we are now with technology, it's impossible for me to keep up, me being technologically challenged. But I am aware of some of the things that are out there. One of the shows that you sent me that I became aware of, and I wasn't aware of this before you sent it to me, is a show called On Camera. And the description of this show is this. This is from, what is this website you sent me, Bill? I can't remember the website. But anyway, the show is called Unexplained Caught on Camera. Here's the description of the show. All around the world, people are capturing the unexplainable on their mobile phones and closed circuit television. From the United Kingdom to the USA, more unexplainable phenomena is being captured than ever before. And this series, we will hear firsthand from the people involved. A panel of experts who give their opinions on the clips is made up of Jane Harris, Clarion O'Keefe, Barry Guy, and Deborah Davies. Previous panelists who appeared in the first series were Chris French, professor of anomalistic research and Parisian paranormal Parisian paranormal investigator Sandy Lakdar. So here's what really caught my attention when I read this, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they say it's unexplainable. What is being captured on camera is unexplainable. We will be able to explain that. It is not unexplainable. The other couple of things are this. More unexplainable phenomena is being captured than ever before. It's what I said earlier. Because the technologies are increasing, more and more people are capturing these things, whether it's on closed circuit television or it's on some sort of a recording device, whether it's intentional, whether it's ghost hunting, or whether it's inadvertent capturing of something that's quote-unquote unexplained. This is happening more than ever before. So I said this is why we got to get back into this. We got to dive back into the deep end, right into the deep end with this stuff. And again, it goes on to say a panel of experts. Oh, okay, experts. Who are experts in the paranormal realm?
Yeah.
You know what the experts are? The people who are on television, they're experts. You know what I mean? That's like an expert telling me who's going to win the Eagles and San Francisco 49ers game or the Bengals and the Chiefs game. Some experts are going to come on and say this team's going to win, that team's not going to win. So who are these experts in the paranormal field? They're the stars that I mentioned earlier. And again, this says who give their opinions. But we're not going to give opinions. When we get back into this, Bill, and we get detailed and we get down into the trenches, we're not going to give opinions. We're going to give biblical references. We're going to give scripture to describe what is happening. We're going to be able to meet everything that these paranormal experts, quote unquote, who are giving their opinions are offering up to the whole world and that the whole world is consuming. We are going to tell our listeners from the scriptures, and we're going to be as comprehensive as we possibly can be, what is going on in this world when it comes to what people are experiencing. If they're not experiencing something that's natural, you know, like people sometimes they capture orbs and they're actually little particles of dust or they're reflections of something, that's all, you know, that's really chasing your tail. But when it comes to stuff that really is inexplicable, something that really is at its core a supernatural occurrence that is caught somehow, we'll explain it. We'll explain it. It's very simple. The Bible is full of supernatural occurrences. I mean, full of them. This is going to be a good year, I think, I believe, Bill, because the Lord's brought us back into this. And here's where we're going to take a second. I want you, one of those technologies, you know, when we first started this, there was no such thing as, who has the technology that is called the ring? You know, when you put this little camera on your, whose technology is that? I don't have one.
I don't.
Is that Amazon?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say, Joe. I think it is Amazon, but I'm not certain.
Okay, so but people will be familiar because I think it's copyrighted. The name The Ring,
yeah,
is copyrighted. It's a closed circuit. You know, you have your cell phone, your smartphone. You can access wherever you have this ring set up. The front porch. Somebody makes a delivery. You click on your phone. And you can see the delivery being made. But there are things now being captured on these closed circuit apparatuses. So you shared with me about a month and a half ago, something that you personally were made aware of. So why don't you share that with our listeners?
Yeah, sure, Joe. So I guess like you said, it was about a month and a half ago, somewhere around there. But my son was, who's a manager in a restaurant, one of the people that had worked along with him. One of his workers came to him and shared with him about some video that was caught by this device called the Ring. And so going into a little bit of the background of what was going on, she was hearing scratching, she was hearing voices and some things, but wasn't able to understand exactly what she was experiencing. I have to preclude going further, though, Joe, by saying that she had recently placed her faith in Jesus Christ. And that's when, following that, she began to experience these things. Well, in any event, one of the things that was caught by this Ring device were clearly manifestations that were appearing on the recordings. And she was able to do some screenshots and save some of the video, show them to my son, who shared them with me. And Joe, some of the things that I saw there were quite disturbing. One of the voices that she had overheard was of a child. And in one of the videos, you can see a small child who comes out from nowhere into the optical vision of this device and then exits to the left. And during the actual manifestation, changes from a female to a male before leaving the recording. And, you know, sadly, we weren't able to make a connection because it was our intention to try and, you know, get over to see this person. But they're no longer employed where my son manages. So we weren't able to make that contact. But those are the kind of technology that you're talking about today, Joe.
Right. Yeah, so this is what we're up against, Bill, and this is what the world is being exposed to. The thing that was really disturbing to me is that I can understand, although I know that it is wrong to be ghost hunting and to be going looking for these voices and looking for this phenomenon, going into old asylums and hospitals and prisons and stuff like that, and turning on your voice recorders and asking questions. That's one thing. You're asking for trouble there. But then you have things like this that this person is you're referring to wasn't really looking for. And it's really no surprise. It's not a coincidence that this person had recently professed faith in Christ. Because the devil will, when you do that, he will come down and he will try to, he'll terrorize you. He'll try to divert you away from establishing a firm relationship with Christ, because it's in its infancy, and the devil knows that he can play around with you. It happened to my friend John many years ago. Same thing. So this is what really disturbs me is that these technologies are available and everybody's using them, and you got kids using them, Bill. I mean, our kids are all grown now. When my kids were 3, 4, 5 years old, there weren't even any cell phones, let alone handheld computers. That's what these people are carrying around now. And so they are susceptible to all these sorts of new avenues that the devil can use to spread his lies. It's really that simple. Spread his lies. You know, everybody knows that people die. You know, what happens when you die? His whole history has been to deceive people what happens when you die.
Yeah.
It's his bread and butter. And I'll tell you, I don't think that there's, I mean, you got 1 and 1A. Probably there's ghosts, and then the 1A is aliens. when it comes to, you know, I mean, I guess you can throw reincarnation and things like that in the mix. But the most deceptive force right now is the shows, and you talked about the live streaming shows. You don't have to go to your – people watching this on their phones on their lunch break. They're sitting in their trucks, their work trucks, and they're watching this stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there – how many – you know, guys like you and I aren't going to be on any cable outlet. We're not going to be on any live streaming. And that's another thing we're going to look into. How many people are doing what we do but are more technologically advanced than we are? Hopefully that there are. That are bringing the biblical worldview to this area of deception. So these are the things that we're setting up for this year, Bill. And in closing, I just want to sort of like a summation as to why we're doing this now. What I take away from all this is that it's more crucial now than ever before, Bill, for those of us who understand this paranormal phenomena craze from a biblical perspective, to be more engaged in combating the massive and ubiquitous deceptions that are becoming ever more available in our ever increasing world of technology, because we know who it is who's behind these technologies, who uses these technologies to deceive the masses. And I just want to end with one verse of scripture. This is Jesus describing the devil in a nutshell. In a nutshell, this is from John 8, chapter 8, verse 44. He's addressing the Pharisees here. He says here, "You belong to your father, the devil. You want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native tongue, his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies." And in the world of the paranormal, Bill, there is no truth. Perhaps the only truth is that they're dealing with something that's spiritual in nature. That's where the truth ends. And that's where the devil swoops in and inserts his lies, because he's the father of lies. So that is who we are up against, who we've always been up against. Every Christian who's ever come down the pike who preached the gospel was up against the devil. The devil has a stronghold in this area. We've known it. I mean, I knew it even before we got into this ministry. 10 years before we got into this ministry, Bill, I knew it. It wasn't until we actually started up this ministry that I realized how bad it really was. So this is where we are at this point in time, and it's not a time for believers who want to, who are in a particular and peculiar niche as far as evangelizing the world, exposing the deceptions of the enemy. This is no time for us to shrink back. Because we've seen some people, Bill, in our ministry who have been attacked, and they are suffering right now. We know some people personally who have suffered because they expose the devil, and the devil, man, he gets back at you, man. He gets back at you, and he wants you to shrink back. There may be time in our ministry, Bill, that you or I or both of us say, no more, can't do it anymore. This isn't the time to do it. It's never the time to do it, but as long as there's breath in our lungs and strength in our bodies, Bill, we got to do what we know to be right, because the deceptions are flooding this world. So hopefully people stick with us this year. We're going to do what we can so that we can equip you to equip others to combat all of this evil and the lies and deceptions that are in the world of the paranormal. They've been there for 150 years, maybe even before that. But, man, right now, it's a tidal wave. It's a tidal wave. So, you know, we're in a good boat, though, Bill. We're in a good boat.
Yeah.
Sturdy boat.
So true, Joe. Well, we're just going to wrap up now. I just want to go over some of the things that we will address in the productions that we'll put together. And just going and looking at some of the programming that's out there. Here's one called Ghosts, Joe, number one on your list. This is a series that is on CBS and is available now on HBO Max, which is one of the streaming services. And it says here that season two returns on February the 2nd of 2023. And this program, Ghosts, is about a young couple's dream that comes true when they inherit a beautiful country house, only to find it's both falling apart and inhabited by many of the deceased previous residents. And and it's just like the enemy, Joe. He has this wrapped in a comedy. This is a comedy show. So that's one. And then 1A on your list, Joe, we'll address some of the alien shows out there. Presently, one show that began in 2021 on Sci-Fi, Resident Alien, very popular, and one that was on the CW from 2019 through 2022, Roswell, another very popular show regarding aliens. So we'll touch on both 1 and 1A, Joe. And then
yes, sir.
Lastly, and I think that this is something that's gaining a lot in our culture today, is the fascination of witches and witchcraft. Really becoming popular, Joe. And it's, you know, it goes along with New Age thinking and, you know, just the experience and so on and so forth. But some of these shows, like, for instance, these are all on Netflix, Joe. Fear Street. The events of Fear Street focuses on a series of horrifying murders, but all the drama and danger unfolds because of ancient witchcraft. Another show, Stardust, and then The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, and another one called Charmed. And these all deal with people who deal in the supernatural through witchcraft, Joe, and New Age thinking and practices. So we'll touch on those as well. So this is where we're going to go.
Absolutely.
You know, we'll take some time and address all these subjects as we get through 2023 here. And we're at a good spot right now, Joe. And I really feel that whatever we come up with is going to be both beneficial for those who hear and hopefully life-changing for some who are involved in this, Joe.
And also, Bill, over the years, we've had very many, we've performed very a whole bunch of interviews with some very, very some very, very wise individuals. So along the way, it's most likely not just going to be you and I. We're gonna see if we can get a hold of some good guests who are very well aware of what's going on out there and who have a history of dealing with paranormal from a biblical worldview and have faced the same things that you and I have faced. So we're talking about authors, movie makers, speakers, lecturers, all those sorts of individuals who will bring their expertise and their scriptural encouragement. And we're really looking forward to who we can get for this year. You know, it's always been a very large part of this ministry, Bill, is the guest that we've had. So that's not going to stop. So that's another thing to look forward to.
Yeah, amen, Joe. And I'll just wrap up with this before we go for tonight. And this is a short psalm from God's Word. This is Psalm 117. The Lord's faithfulness endures forever. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. And
amen.
Folks, that's where we all need to be. We need to be in the steadfast love of the Lord. And Joe and I will be talking about that as well, and how important it is for you to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So,
amen.
Joe, that's going to do it for tonight. Thanks for coming on at such short notice. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of time to prepare, but what we were able to come up with, we have clear direction on where we're going to go, and I look forward to doing that.
Absolutely. I as well, brother, and I'm really looking forward to it. And again, I hope you all stick with us, because it's going to be a real, real good year, and it's going to be a year that honors the Lord.
Yeah, amen. All right, folks, that'll do it for tonight. So for my brother Joe, this is Bill, and we'll catch you the next time on Answers for the Paranormal. Good night, brother.
Good night, brother. God bless to all who listen.
Amen.